I.B. Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
I really wanted to roll over and go back to sleep this morning. But I was good.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, is this Joan?
Yes.
Good morning.
And Monty and Ruth are here, at least.
Oh, they are. Okay. On the other line, it said the host hadn't arrived, so I guess Monty needed to be the host.
Well, no, they just came just 2 seconds before you did.
Okay, good. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. It's morning, beautiful, sunny, very cold Arizona morning.
Good morning.
Blank. Good morning, Margaret. We have blankets on all of our plants here. So, okay, let's hear who all is here on the call.
Kathleen.
Auntie.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Doug is here.
Hi, Doug.
Joan.
And Joan.
Good morning.
And Ruth, and I see Monty's on the WebEx, so he must be on the call as well.
I'm here.
All right. Now, who was that?
Whitney.
Oh, good morning, Whitney. Okay, well, good to have y'all on the call. As I said, it's been very cold here in Arizona with, I think, records since 1980s. It's getting into the 20s at night, and they're worried about losing their citrus and everything. So we're definitely in the middle of winter here in Arizona, but it is sunny and clear. So anyway, good morning. Good morning to the Health Style call. Our mission on our call is to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, and that's becoming more mind and body fit. And we have a 10-point program here that Ruth has put together, and it's on the screen right now. And these are really, you know, if we just strive for a 10, and if we get a 7, if we've only in the past been getting 1 or 2, we are improving our own health. So quickly, drinking your Primag water, getting at least half your body weight in ounces a day, getting 7 to 8 hours sleep on a Nikan sleep system. And the reason I say Nikan sleep system is it's the best sleep you'll ever have, and I know many of you on this call will vouch for that. Boy, I don't have to read or anything to try to fall asleep like I used to. And I go to sleep, and when I wake up, it's time to get up. My body knows. Getting our exercise 30 minutes a day, and that should be, you know, even if you do 3 10-minute ones. It was interesting. Larry pointed out a article by this, this gal. It was in the paper last week. That I forgot her name right now, but this gal that's been doing exercises for like 30 years, teaching people how to be healthy. And anyway, she said that sitting is the very worst thing that you can possibly do. And I know I've mentioned that before on the call. So if we are sitting, if we're busy at the computer, we have got to get up and move around, even if it's only for 5 or 10 minutes during the day. We just, sitting is our worst enemy. Getting our nutritionals, we'll talk a little bit about them today because this is definitely a, in case you guys have your heads in the sand and haven't had the newspaper or the news on, whoa, the flu season is definitely terrible this year. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the flu shots today. So we definitely want to be sure to be taking our nutritionals, and I think Ruth put up our immune-building nutritionals on another slide for us here in a little bit. Journaling, how do you feel? how do you feel when you eat something? How often, you know, when do you eat? What do you eat? How do you feel? How does that make you feel afterwards? Those are really, really important because no matter what, nobody knows your body as well as you do. We have got to be, we have to be our own caregivers. We have to journal those things. And I think if you tell the doctor that such and such bothers you, the doctors are listening a little more. Anyway, it's been my experience. We saw a brand new doctor last week, and she was actually just taking information from Larry and I because we'll be seeing our new doctor in April. But, man, I think I'm going to change my doctor to this new this gal I saw Friday because she really listened to everything. So I want to share a little bit today about that because I talked to her a lot about vaccinations. So with that being said, I know you guys are going to love hearing about this because I want to talk today a little bit about vaccines. Oh, pardon me. The rest of our our 10 points is based on our meals, you guys. We want to be sure to be taking our, eating our, having our three meals and having our couple of snacks to keep our blood sugar, stable. And we want to be sure that we're eating healthy. Our Body Balance shakes with lots of fruits or vegetables in there is probably one of the very best things that we could be doing to help with our immune system. And I would have a Body Balance shake at least once a day. And that's our vegan smoothie. Here's a nice recipe here. And, you know, the nice thing about our Kenzen Body Balance is that it is vegan, it is organic, it is kosher. I mean, it's the best. And it uses peas as the primary source for our protein. And so we've got plenty of room to add fruit and vegetables to our Body Balance shake. Okay, then our meals, we should have two-thirds of them should be fruits and vegetables. I mainly have to keep that to more vegetables. I limit myself to two fruit servings a day, because I'm one of those people that seems to get high triglycerides. I could live on fruit alone, but too many of them are not good for me. And then the rest being our healthy grains and our healthy protein. Okay? If you want more information about that, definitely get with the person if you're a guest that invited you to the call. Okay, so today my topic is toxins, and right now I'm about going crazy with all of the stuff out there about the flu. All the hoopla that we're hearing about the flu. And I found this on the internet, turned around and made it my own by adding my own little wellness pathway name to it. But this doctor, this is going all over the internet, and I've been reading comments that different people put, and one guy said that this Dr. J. Anthony is just a real idiot, blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't think so. Dr. Blaylock mentions Dr. J. Anthony Morris. That's the name that's at the bottom of this quote. There's no evidence that any influenza vaccine thus far developed is effective in preventing or mitigating any attack of influenza. Dr. J. Anthony is a former chief vaccine control officer and research virologist for the FDA. He said, just put it there on the screen, and he said, more that he said is the producers of these vaccines know they are useless, but go on selling them. That's, I got that quote from Dr. Blaylock's January 2013 newsletter. And we all feel that Dr. Blaylock is a very, very reliable source. I mean, I just believe anything. I believe everything that he says. So our green flu shot, and I know all of us on this call, look at how this fits in with Ruth's health style that she has put together. Well, we want to cleanse and support our liver. Well, we have our Kenzen liver support, right? eat healthy and organic. We've been talking about that a long time. Fresh vegetable juice daily. Eat a clove of garlic daily. Stay hydrated. Drink your primary water. Drink herbal teas. Probiotics daily. Quality enzymes. We've got the best with our J Greenzymes. Exercise daily. Have vitamin B3, liquid vitamin B3. Wash your hands often. Eliminate refined sugar and processed foods. And what I would like to say about that is what I heard Dr. Mark Siegel is a doctor that talks on different TV shows. Anyway, he said that it's very possible that the worst of it is already behind us. Today they're telling us that today on the news they're saying hurry up and get your, if you haven't got your flu vaccine, get out there and get it because they may run out. Yet Dr. Mark Siegel says that that this flu virus this year peaked early, it came early, and the worst may really be behind us. Okay, so we want organic multivitamin mineral supplements, which we get. Oregano oil daily. You know, I have some of that here. I just don't right know how to use it. I better be finding out. And we've talked a lot about our extra vitamin C and our stress reduction techniques. And we have a very positive attitude. Man, we have covered all of this on our calls. And get our sleep 8 hours every night. Use a quality air filtration. Don't we have that? We've got our Nikon air purifier. Use a humidifier if needed, which might be a good idea here. Organic cleaners. Change your bed linens weekly. Vacuum dust regularly. Air out your home and diffuse essential oils. And that's something might be a good topic because I don't know much about that. But anyway, that is kind of what I wanted to cover today. And in Dr. Blaylock's latest letter, he's talking about myths in the medical field. And myth number four is he covers vaccines. Myth four is that vaccines prevent sickness. And he says you may have seen people reports about long lines of people waiting for hours outside a clinic to get their flu shots. They're frightened into standing for hours to receive something that's much more dangerous than the flu, and that's a flu vaccine. There is evidence suggesting that the flu vaccine, especially if it's taken with other vaccines, can harm the brain and may lead to brain degeneration. This is because many vaccines contain a full dose of mercury, as well as brain-damaging aluminum. He talks about it when he worked in a hospital. There were orders for flu shots were placed on charts of all the elderly patients without even getting their permission, and they were just jabbed with these hypodermic needles. Now, when they were told what it was, many were furious, and no one had asked them if they wanted it. Government agencies have joined with the medical societies to promote flu vaccines, not only for the elderly, but also for children between the ages of 6 months and 18 months, pregnant women, and for those between the ages of 18 and 26. Now, this is almost the entire nation, Dr. Blaylock says, guaranteed profits to the tune of billions of dollars. Even worse is the fact that for the vast majority of people, the flu vaccine doesn't work, and for some, it increases their risk of becoming seriously ill. In an immune-depressed person, as is common in the elderly, the vaccine actually further weakens the immune system, as does mercury. The virus chosen to be included in any given year's batch of vaccine is nothing but a guess, and studies have shown that most often the guess is wrong. Well, I was reading that it's been effective in about 62% of the people, so that's almost two-thirds this year's vaccine. They claim they got a pretty good guess. A lot of people are running around thinking because they have a cough, sniffles, and that kind of thing, that's the flu, and that's just really a cold, and they're filling up the emergency rooms as well. the dangers of the vaccine. Most people who die from the flu were already suffering from chronic illness, and the vaccine would not have helped them. A study reported in the Annals of Internal Medicine, they looked at the death rates from flu before the flu vaccine program and after, and it found that despite massive inoculation of the elderly, incidence of flu deaths had not changed. And despite the evidence, doctors have been brainwashed to believe the mantra. Now, a study of childhood vaccines found the same thing. Most of the vaccines give no protection after 3 to 5 years, and many of the vaccines themselves are dangerous. The Hib vaccine, for instance, can actually make it more likely that your child will develop meningitis. The same goes for the pneumococcal vaccine. I'm wondering if that isn't the name for the one for pneumonia. It certainly is spelled like it. The pertussis vaccine, that DPT, is associated with a very high incidence of brain injury, including seizures. Because most doctors know little or nothing about the interrelationship between the body's immune system and the brain's special immune system, the cells called microglia, Ruth knows how to say that word, microglia. They don't understand that giving a large number of vaccines to a child damages the brain. It says studies have shown that damage can continue for years, and it explains the 600% increase in autism since the early 80s. If we include all developmental problems of the brain, the learning, memory, behavior, and language problems, the numbers are much higher than that 600% increase. Doctors know little about the dangers of the vaccines because they get their information from the manufacturers of the vaccines or their specialty societies, which often are in the pocket of those companies. The doctors are not even aware that they have been deceived and brainwashed. Most are acting in good faith and believe what they're being told. So that's the end of that bit of that article of Dr. Mercola's. Does anybody have anything they would like to comment on there?
Yeah, I just have to do this with Kathleen Miller. And my daughter has a friend who has a four-month-old baby, and she took him in for his immunizations, and he had at least one shot. I don't know how many, but that evening he just had a seizure, and she had him transported, and he's checked out, and I guess he's having more of those, and they've been to Mary Bridge Hospital, which is great for children in the Tacoma area. And so now they don't like the one neurologist, they're going to go to another one. These are pretty bright people. And I talked to them at a play, talked to this lady, and I said, my friend had a daughter who had her wisdom teeth removed, and it hurt her, and she didn't know her dad and her grandmother. And they talked to a physician who works with these things, and they used the Power Mag to put it near her for a while, and she was better. And this lady said, well, if this doesn't work, we're going to go to a new one. If this doesn't work, we'll go to John Hopkins, which is near home. Go to that hospital, that's great. And I said, if I was your neighbor, I would bring you one of those. And I just feel so helpless. I just, you know, education is so important, isn't it?
I know. And we've heard of that happening time and time and time again. So, yeah, that baby maybe only had one shot, but you don't know how many shots were really in that one shot.
And when you said pertussis today, the one thing that she was saying when I talked to her before is it was so important to us as parents to make sure they had the pertussis shot because babies can die from that. And, yes, that's true, but she lives. I put you on the phone with my friend whose daughter had that. No, she couldn't quite do that, but I saw her using the phone right after that. I don't know if she was calling her husband or... Anyway, Thanks for all of this information that everybody researches and puts out.
And, you know, I've talked before on this call, I've been afraid of the shingles shot, and I've been debating, do I get it, do I not get it, do I get it, do I not get it? And this lady doctor that I went to see on Friday, first of all, she asked if I had the flu shot, and I said no, that I was really very healthy, hadn't had the flu in a very long time, since my, over 30 years since I had the last flu shot. I told her, and I laughed, because that is the last time I had a serious flu, and that year that I had that flu shot, I had bronchitis on and off for months, and it was the sickest year, I think, of my life. And so she didn't try to force me into getting a flu shot. So then I asked her about the shingles shot, because I said, that is one I am concerned about, because I hear real horror stories about the shingles. And I said, when I was a kid, I did have the horrible, horrible case of the chicken pox. And she looked me right in the eye and said, that's a very real concern. She said, because that is a live virus, and it stays live by your, you know, your spine. But she said that if I would get shingles, if I would get to the doctor within 48 hours, they can treat it. If I did not want to get the shingles shot, she said, because they don't know. They've seen cases where people have gotten the shingles shot and they have activated that virus and they have actually gotten shingles. And so she said it was a very real concern for me. But she said, she told me that shingles comes down one set of nerves, and it's a very painful rash, and if you get to the doctor within 48 hours, she said they can't do anything with it after 48 hours, but if you get there within 24 or 48 hours, they can treat it. Now, she said that also things that add to, you know, usually you'll get the shingles if there's been a trauma or if there's been, if you're under a lot of stress or if you have a weak immune system and so forth, then the shingles can kick in. So anyway, I was thrilled to, you know, be able to have that conversation with her, because she, you know, she put a lot of my fears and my thoughts about it. She, you know, let me know that I was on the right page about it. Now,
I'm sorry, I can't. I just wanted to add, I can't remember the exact percentage, but a certain percent of people that get shingles get it right after taking antibiotics to treat something else. So it is an immune system suppression issue.
There you go. And that's why it's so important that we take probiotics, right?
Well, and strengthen the immune system, which means, you know,
yeah,
all the things that we know.
There you go. Now, we didn't leave there without somebody getting a shot. I'm going to tell you guys that we're not shot-free, it's immunization-free here. I got an education about the pneumonia vaccine as well, because my husband Larry has bad lungs. You know, some doctors have said his lungs are scarred. He had a very bad habit. He smoked for a lot of years. Even though he's quit in 88, his lungs are damaged. And so he has had a couple, you know, he can get very, very bad colds, and he's had pneumonia a couple of times. So she wanted to know when the last time was he had a pneumonia vaccine. And I just kind of looked at her. I said, oh, it's been, you know, several years ago. She said, more than five. And I said, I think so. I said, but I understand you only need that once in a lifetime. And she said, well, that's what we thought at first. However, the vaccine was so new that they thought it would be a once-in-a-lifetime shot, but they have ended up finding out, they've found some cases where people, after 6 to 8 years after having that pneumonia vaccine, that they're just not you know, that they still end up getting pneumonia, and they've had several people die thinking that they were safe because they had had the pneumonia vaccine. And a couple of doctors have called what Larry has COPD. So we did decide that since he is a high risk person, so he did get the pneumonia shot. I mean, if he even started to get the flu, he would probably end up with pneumonia. So he did get a pneumonia shot, right? So I was thrilled to get the education that I did from that doctor, and she did not race me through at all. So brand new. Any other comments? Ruth, why don't you give, you got the slide there for building immune system products are? The one from your call on.
I have one more thing to say about the shingles. If they have shingles, be protected with taking B complex, as it seems like it coats the nerves, and that might help in protection and strengthening those nerves too.
Okay, so take them just make sure you're taking a B complex all the time to keep yourself from getting shingles. Or even after you have shingles, take it.
Even after. And it's just as good for your nerves.
Okay.
Supposedly, as far as I know, it protects the nerve. It kind of coats at your nerves. You know, and I used to call it the grouch vitamin. So that, and it helps me to really, anyway, to really protect me against the stress that we get to be under.
Yeah. Do you have a particular B complex that you recommend?
Well, I still use the Shackley one, but you would want to find out if they have, like, look and see if it has a recommended daily allowance, at least of biotin, and so that it's a pretty balanced one.
Okay.
I haven't really looked for any other ones because I've been I'm so happy with the B complex from Shackley.
And
go ahead.
Because of the testimony of the missionary, I would use that that type of B12 that is that calms, the fibromyalgia pain.
Yeah.
And also because, and this is just only, I don't know from any history of anybody. But whenever I think that I haven't been sick, I cannot remember when I last got sick. Actually, it was probably when I was working at the hospital and taking all those shots. Whenever I think I'm good, or whenever my brother gets sick, I live in the house, and if he gets sick, about half the time, I will take a high amount of protease. A digestive enzyme, I'm sure one of the Nikon products has a protease, okay, an enzyme in it. And the reason I would do that is because protease digests protein. Protein. And the outside of the virus cell, okay, the material out of which viruses are made, the outside cells are protein, and that needs to be broken. That needs to be digested. And so I take, a dose or two of that. I think that's high protease is in a lot of the antiviral. If you go to a health food store and look at their, antiviral nutritional supplements, you'll see the enzymes are in that, and of course, green drink, it has a lot of enzymes. So I would up my dose of enzymes immediately.
Yeah, that would be. I agree with you, Joan. Number one would be my Jade Greenzymes. Of course, I take it every day, but I'd be taking it, during this. I mean, they even mentioned the flu, at church on Sunday. So, I mean, it is, the more people that are talking about, the bigger the scare. And So anyway, I definitely up my Jade Greenzymes and lactoferrin, because that's got some good bacteria, my immunity, and didn't we talk about the liver, getting the liver support? So, I mean, I take all of this, but those are the ones I think I would increase on. And we're out of time, but I do want to say one more thing about a vitamin B complex. I used to take a high B complex, stress potency B complex, because after I'd been in a car accident, I was being treated by a chiropractor for a neck injury that had been in this car accident, elevated, brought back. Anyway, he had me take, because of the stress of that accident, he said, make sure you have a lot of manganese in that B complex. Manganese, I always thought manganese and magnesium were the same, but they're not. So that was just a reminder to me today. That's something I might want to get on the internet. And anybody know the difference?
Okay. I don't know what the difference is.
But there is a difference, you know. And that was interesting. You mentioned the biotin, so. And that must be what you're talking about, co-signers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's just an indicative that it's a balanced B instead of they leave the most expensive one out.
Okay.
The digestive enzymes that we have, the digestion, that's what we have.
It's actually got, our digestive enzymes have the enzymes for each of the four food groups. And there are like 12 enzymes in there for the four different food groups, I believe. Okay, well, we're out of time, you guys. Thank you for the talk, for being here and for the conversation, and we will be back tomorrow with Donna, and she will be telling us about another ingredient in our one of our Neekin nutritionals. I think it was mental clarity, isn't it? Dissecting that one ingredient at a time. So, anyway, guys, have a super duper day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Very good.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Welcome to the Williams Neekin Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.